When Wisconsin residents cast votes in the spring primary next month, they'll find three candidates on the ballot for state Supreme Court. Incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly faces a challenge from Marquette Law Professor Ed Filone and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. The top two vote-getters will advance to the April election. Liberals are supporting Filone and Karofsky, while conservatives are backing Kelly. WUWM's Marty Michelson interviewed all three candidates. We heard from Filone and Karofsky earlier this week. Today, it's Kelly's turn. He was appointed to the bench in 2016 by former Republican Governor Scott Walker to fill the remainder of retiring Justice David Prosser's term. Marty asked Kelly why he's in the race.
Well, because I think that it is critical that we have jurists on the Supreme Court who are committed to applying the law as it exists. Not the law as we might wish it to be, but as it's actually created and maintained by the people of Wisconsin and their legislators. So I look at the role of our office as being really conceptually pretty simple. We take the law as it's given to us, we apply it to the case in front of us, and come to our judgment, and that's it, without respect to our personal preferences or our politics. We set all of that aside when we do the work of the courts.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
Well, I think it's because of the way that I understand the role of the court and our responsibility to the people of Wisconsin. So I understand that all of the authority that we exercise actually belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They don't give it to us. They don't sell it. They don't give it away. They lend it to us. And because it's a loan, that puts some pretty important parameters on the exercise of that authority. So we don't make up the law, right? We simply apply it. So when they ask us to exercise the judicial power, they're asking us just to decide cases without respect to our personal preferences or politics, but according to the law. They've got a legislature to do the creation of law and the amendment of law. They just want us to apply it.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
Well, they've been, in their campaigns, they've been making it very clear that there is a very stark difference between the way they approach the role of the court and the way that I do. So I've said for probably going on 25 years now how important it is that the courts and the jurists simply apply the law while they advocate for bringing their politics into the courtroom and using that to assist them in making their decisions. And so it's much more of an activist kind of approach to the court. So they have told audiences across the state how important it is that their liberal values would be brought into the courtroom. One has promised that she would be a social justice warrior on the court and advocate for various causes that she finds important. But that's not our role. We're not there to pursue causes. We're not there to enact what we think the law should be. It's a much more humble role than that. We're there simply to do as the people have asked us to do, and that's just apply the law they've already had created. So that's, I think, the most stark difference between the two of us. I'm responsive to the Constitution and the statutes as written, and they would bring their politics into the courtroom.
What's your judicial philosophy?
Well, my judicial philosophy is bound up in my relationship to the people of Wisconsin and the Constitution. So as I mentioned, the authority that we exercise is on loan from them. And they watch pretty carefully the way that we use it, and rightfully so. They need to make sure that we are accountable to them and responsible to them in the way we use it. And so when I look at the Constitution, I see two things. It reminds me of who actually owns the authority that we're using. It's the people of Wisconsin. And it also reminds me that there are parameters on what we can appropriately do on the court. I can't do just anything I want. What I'm there to do is to apply what they've already decided should be the law of the land. And so it's really important that we understand that when we put on the black robe, that is a symbolic setting aside of our personal preferences in politics and a commitment to the oath that I took to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, not as I might wish it to be written, but is actually created and maintained by the people of Wisconsin.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, that's a great question. I'm assuming it's going to be a fairly broad variety of cases. So the way cases come to the court is parties will file petitions for review, and then we as a court, we will look at those and decide which ones that we're going to take and which not. So we haven't started looking at petitions for review yet that will result in cases for the next term. But based on my experience on the court, I can say that it's going to cover a very broad parameter of cases. So there'll be criminal cases, there'll be contract cases, there'll be administrative law cases, constitutional cases, involuntary commitment, across the whole canon of our laws. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so important that the members of the court come to the court with a broad experience in the law. And I think that's one of the other things that sets me apart from my opponents. So one of my opponents has been a government employee her entire life. She's been a prosecutor. It's good work, but a very narrow field of experience. One of my other opponents has been a law school professor. Good experience, but very, very narrow. And he's never actually had an opportunity to practice inside a Wisconsin courtroom. On the other hand, I've been in the private sector, the public sector, the nonprofit sector. I've been defense counsel, prosecutor. I've litigated contract cases, real estate, administrative law, professional responsibility, and a whole host of other areas of the law before coming to the court. Plus, you know, I've been on the court now, of course, since 2016. Doing the work that the people have asked us to do. And I think that that's important that you have that kind of really broad experience before coming to the court. And I think that's another thing that sets us apart.
That's State Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, who's seeking a full term on the bench. He'll face two other candidates on ballots in next month's spring primary. Kelly spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson. You can hear Marty's interviews with all three candidates on our website, WUWM.com.